Understanding the Resident Knitter. We knitters have been trying to help people understand what it is about knitting that moves us to be so passionate about it as a lifestyle. We keep telling them this: it's mostly fun, and when it's not fun, it's interesting. This is not what people want to hear. If you tell them that these are your reasons for knitting, even if you get pretty excited while you say it, and perhaps offer to let them hold your yarn and see if they feel anything warm and special, they will look at you, usually rather quizzically, and ask, "No, really, why do you knit? Isn't it the spirituality, making things, satisfying the human urge to create?" Then it gets tricky if you're the honest type, because you can knit for all of these reasons separately, or none of them, or sometimes, rather painfully, all at once. It is possible, even frequently probable, that knitting is deep. Many knitters speak of the meditative qualities of knitting, though the majority of us will collapse on the floor in a fit of giggles if you call knitting the new yoga. I've both knit and done yoga, and other than the occasional painfulness of both occupations, they don't have a lot in common. Knitting isn't always meditative. Knitting isn't always fun. Knitting is sometimes meditative, and knitting is often fun. It's also often challenging and often rewarding, but it's not always these. Knitting is also sometimes painful, both figuratively and literally. Many of us can think of at least one knitter who has required a tetanus shot as a result of her knitting habit, and difficult, and this is the part that's hard to grasp. From time to time, non-knitters who don't understand that some upset and frustration are part of the process of knitting have accused me of not really liking knitting as much as I think I do. I can sort of understand how they might think that I'm not enjoying knitting when I've just whipped a half-knit sock at the wall while letting fly a string of filthy language. When I get over my initial shock at their statement, I realize the truth. I don't like knitting. I love it. And when you love something, you don't just give up on it the minute it stops being fun. Most of us wouldn't still have our kids if that were the case. You keep pursuing passions such as parenting, marriage, and knitting even when they aren't fun, because they somehow fuel the human soul. Simply having a